Welcome to On This Day with Trey, your daily podcast of something neat, cool, or interesting that happened on this very day in history. It's exciting, amazing, confounding, rebounding, and spinning, twirling, and just sort of rotating. Don't know why, but I do know that I'm Trey Dorn, and that today, well, today is March 24th. March 24th, and let's talk about what happened on March 24th. On this day in 1992, a Chicago judge ruled in the Milli Vanilli class action lawsuit that $3 cash rebates should be given to anyone who could prove that they bought the group's music before November 27th, 1990, the date the lip-syncing scandal broke. Because we all know that the quality of music on a disc and your like or dislike of a song is somehow inherently changed when you find out that it was someone else singing it. Oh, wait. I mean, like, I can understand getting mad about, like, paying to go see a concert or, you know, and then having to give the Grammys back. But the music didn't change on the disc. The music did change in that episode of the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. That's embarrassing for Nintendo.